From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Cairo resident Diana Benoit has declared her candidacy for the Greene County Sheriff in November 2019. She will seek the Republican nomination. Benoit is a retired New York State police investigator. She formerly served as a member of the Cairo and New York State Capitol Police Departments. Benoit attended Kingston Municipal Police Training Course and holds a degree from Rochester Institute of Technology and Marist College. She was assigned as a trooper to Greene County in 1995. In 1997, she was promoted to investigator and then spent 16 years in the Bureau of Criminal Investigation in Catskill. Benoit said if elected, she would focus on the department budget, public outreach, agency accreditation, and task force. Benoit also vowed to explore opportunities to share road patrol services with other agencies in a cost-saving move, but insisted she would not turn the sheriff's department over to the state police. Benoit supports the construction of a new jail in Greene County. She is a life member of the National Rifle Association, serves as treasurer for the Greene County Republican Committee, and is a member of the Cairo Development Foundation. Benoit is the wife of Cairo Town Supervisor Daniel Benoit. Incumbent Sheriff Greg Seeley has not yet declared his intention to run. Additional candidates are expected to emerge, Mako writes. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A public hearing will be held July 9th on the proposed bike trail slated to come through Hudson. The trail would be part of the Empire State Trail, an initiative intended to create a 750-mile bike trail and walking pathway from New York City to Canada and from Albany to Buffalo by the end of 2020. Under the proposal, the trail would enter Hudson from the south, beginning from Route 9G23B and continue north along 3rd Street. From West Street, it would proceed along Allen to Front Street and east toward Dock Street, and from Dock Street to Mill Street and then onto the Dugway, a walking path. The trail would then continue along Harry Howard Avenue to Jocelyn Boulevard at the Hudson Greenport boundary. The public hearing will be held at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, July 9th at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. The bike trail public hearing will be preceded by an opportunity for public comment on the proposed cable television franchise agreement between Mid-Hudson Cable and the City of Hudson. The Hudson Common Council is expected to discuss the Empire State Trail route at its informal meeting immediately following the public hearings beginning at 7 p.m. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Masara Makati is reporting for the Times Union. The Albany County Jail last week received an additional 100 men detained on immigration charges at the U.S. border. Sheriff Craig Apple said on July 6, the colony facility is now maxed out with 330 U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees. Apple said the 1,040-bed jail had contracted with ICE to help house immigrants arrested on, and I quote, low-level, end quote, offenses at the price of $119 per day per detainee. They are being held in air-conditioned areas of the jail and are separated from the general population. Sarah Rogerson, an Albany law professor and director of the school's immigration law clinic, said, and I quote, many of the detainees were federally prosecuted for an unlawful entry, end quote, even those who had presented themselves at the legal portal of entry. Many of the men at the Albany jail have not yet had their credible fair interviews with U.S. immigration officials. Those interviews are required to determine if a person has the right to asylum in the United States. Rogerson said incarceration of the immigrants is not required. She said, and I quote, there are alternatives to detention, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials will hold a public workshop meeting July 9th on the state environmental review of the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties Catskill Gardens, a $25 million housing complex for adults with special needs. The proposed three-story, 90-unit apartment building is slated to be built on an 18-acre site on West Main Street in Catskill, located near the Creekside Restaurant. The structure would hold 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, office space for educational programs, community space, a gymnasium, and a computer room. A draft environmental impact statement was prepared by village officials May 31st. Catskill Village Planning Board Secretary Nancy Richards said comments offered at the meeting will be taken into consideration before a decision is made on the environmental review. Planning Board members will be present at the hearing to answer questions. At least 2 more public meetings will be held before the project can be built, Richards said. West Main Street residents surveyed by Zuckerman expressed mixed reactions to the project and included concerns about traffic, excessive water use, and the potential loss of privacy. The public hearing will be held 7 p.m. on Monday, July 9th at the Washington Irving Senior Center, 15 Academy Street in Catskill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.